The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, two American heroes are honored for their service and sacrifice. Watch as one gets surprised with a special gift.
As you may know, we traveled this nation looking in search of America's heroes. And we believe that heroes are to be celebrated. It's men like you that we want to celebrate.
The reason why we're able to do what we do is because of men like you and those that have given their life. So God bless you.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Betty, we are honoring our first responders as we think back on the time when we watched people trying to rush out of danger. We actually saw incredible views of people rushing into danger for the sole purpose of trying to rescue people, even after the buildings collapsed. Yes. And you and I actually were watching when the second plane hit the building. Yeah. And the first, we were thinking maybe it was somebody got off course, just didn't see it, didn't even know if it was a large plane, small plane. Me being a pilot, when I saw the second one, I knew it was basically an airliner. And when the buildings collapsed, this is what you got to understand, first responders were still going in. We've got some of them here in the audience. We've said we want to honor you, we want to honor all of them. I wish every American would pray that God would show us how to honor the first responders, yes, how to honor our military and everyone that serves in the armed services, everybody and their family. Would you just join saying thank you, first responders? We love you. We love you. We thank God for you. We have with us on the set two Green Berets. We had a Marine out here who said these are the greatest military representatives in history right now today, talking about the armed forces today and the sacrifices they make. And these men are here, and we're going to let you tell their story. But I want you to realize that we need to let everybody know how much we appreciate law enforcement, because all of these people who are fighting to protect us here at home, all of the military, all the armed service members and their families are the greatest heroes on the planet. And I really do believe that. We've got to show them that. We have two of these veterans that have served in our Green Berets. We have John Wayne Walding. Hold your hand up, John Wayne. Now, he said that name was not a mistake. His parents had respect for John Wayne. Betty and I did too. We liked him. We really did. And then we have Johnny Wilson. I don't know why you didn't get the John Wayne deal too, Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny be too, right?
Would you welcome Johnny here with us? John Wayne and Johnny. I want you to tell us what you want all of our viewers to hear related to the scenes that you have witnessed with your friends, because a lot of the people you've served with, they didn't come back. And it's got to be one of the heaviest loads. And then you watch them come back, and they have such a load on them that a lot of them don't seem to be able to walk it out. And I know very well, John Wayne, that you're doing your best to see every way possible you can alleviate. Both of you guys have created some process of healing others. I want you to feel free to tell us your story, but also about what God's put on your heart so we can pray with you, not only express appreciation for you, but express love with you for the people who so desperately need to know they're appreciated and loved. So you take off. John Wayne,
yes, sir. First of all, sorry I'm not taller. John Wayne, born on the 4th of July, you think I'd be 7 foot. But no, first, thank y'all for having us. That's what I want you to know, to never underestimate the magnitude of what the two words thank you mean to a veteran. Because if you don't believe me, ask a Vietnam soldier, sailor, and airman, Marine, what it was like when they got back. Johnny and I are proud of what we have done for our service to this country, and it's because of great Americans like you and those in this audience today that we are validated for that sacrifice, because you validate that with the thank you. And that's why when you say thank you to me, I don't say you're welcome. I say you're worth it. Hmm. You're
that's
worth
great.
Me losing a leg in 2008.
And you did.
Absolutely. Well, you should see the other guy.
There was a bunch of them.
But, you know, because of that, and why we're here today, you know, I've got in a very bad place after losing my leg. You know, you don't want to tell a 27-year-old Green Beret that he can no longer walk. Mm. That's a very debilitating mentally thing, the challenge that he's got to, you know, to come over. So I had the why me's. Right, very normal thing, right? Why me, God?
Yeah.
I'm a good guy. Mm-hmm. I pay my bills. I don't beat my family. Why me? Why did this happen to me? And because of God, I'm alive.
Yes.
You know, there was 15 Americans that are on my Green Beret team when we went up against 200, 250. Maybe in 5 years it'll be 300, and 10 years it'll be 450. But right now, we'll stop it at 250. But, you know, there's no tactical handbook that we should be alive. But with God's, you are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I had my leg literally folded up into my groin for 4 hours, only hanging by an inch of flesh. Mm-hmm. There's no medical handbook that says I should be alive, mm-hmm. but with God's there is.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's right.
And whenever I truly put him at the center and realize that he's the reason I'm still alive today, the why me's went away. And now when I have a trying time, I don't say why me, I say what are you trying to tell me? right? And well, what am I trying to tell you today? It's because of... There are 30 names that are embroidered on the center console of my truck, and that is a Green Berets and Navy SEALs that are dead. Mm. Not deployed, but dead. Mm. And the military, they teach you how to deal death, but not deal with it. Mm. I didn't know how to deal with their loss, and especially not being in the military anymore. I can't go back and honor that, you know, so I did what you're supposed to do, right? You drink because that's what you're supposed to do in our minds. And it became a problem to where, you know, 6 years ago after a buddy of mine was killed, you know, I made a solemn vow that next morning that I owe it to him and everyone before him to live well. Mm. And that's why we're here today, to live well. So whenever I have a fallen, you know, a soldier or sailor, airman, marine that I knew, when I get that phone call, I take my family that's out in the audience today to a movie. I take my wife to dinner. We do something good to live well. Mm. And, you know, that's why I'm so happy to have Johnny here, because I knew him before I lost my leg. I knew him before I had to overcome so much, you know, and his story is even better than mine than what he did. But
now I've had to deal with that problem before and after, so that's a different conversation.
John. Me being the problem.
John kind of hit the nail on the head. We were friends before. What he mentioned a second ago is we were part of the reaction force to help these guys out. To hear it, see it, not be able to do anything about it kind of plays a toll on you. But over time, I mean, if you look at it now, I was one of the guys who joined. You mentioned 9/11. I was one of the guys who was in there pre-9/11, so we understood what that looked like and the immediate life change that happened after and a career change that came with it. I wanted to be surrounded by professionals. Fast forward to 2019, the community we come from is 18, 19 years deep into fighting an operational tempo globally that they're not used to, and that they weren't bred for that. They were trained for it, but you're never mentally set for that. The transition out of that is, you know, you lose count of how many guys you've lost. The injured who are still alive is a huge number. So how do we take all that loss, turn it into positive, not just for them? That's a big deal. There's some selfish motivation in there too. You want to have some fun with it. They're your friends, they're your brothers, but they've got families, they've got kids. Kids are watching, and you know, more is caught than taught. So we wanted to show them, you know, what a team actually looks like, how that feels long term, and how to, you know, collectively wrap your arms around somebody, even though understanding the environment that they go back to work in is pretty complex, and it's not going to get any easier. So how do we turn some of that loss into productivity for the long haul? And it's very intrinsically motivating. It's therapeutic. I don't believe in chance. There's divine intervention. Coincidence is a myth. So I'm alive for, you know, friends of mine that I've been surrounded with for years, and I'd plan on just keeping on doing the same.
You saw something that really tore at your heart. You watched one of your friends try to save someone who'd been shot several times, right?
Yes, yeah. A good friend of mine, Ryan Savard, was killed in October 2012. Kind of a long story that comes with that, but northeastern Afghanistan and some friends of mine were involved, and Ryan is the reason they're still alive. Ryan was a mutual friend of ours from that same deployment that John got injured on.
Ryan was, you want to talk about a man's man, a great guy, always had a smile, no matter, you know, in Special Forces, there's a term called embrace the suck. He embraced it anybody, you know, always had a smile.
It actually made me a little mad how happy he was all the time.
Why is it so easy for you, Ryan?
So, again, to kind of be in that situation, to see it, visually know what's going on, understand the full context of the overall operation, and not be able to do anything is mentally limiting. But to stop in your tracks is kind of a hard thing to do. There's some friends of mine that are alive today because of Ryan's actions. And the positive that has come out of that has been, I mean, I can't explain it to you. We started a foundation.
He was trying to save them, and it actually cost him his life.
Cost him his life, yeah. A friend of mine was shot 7 times from me to that chair, and a little bit tricky on how that worked out, and he lived through it, and we've just been trying for years to not only, again, surround ourselves with positive energy, but redirect funds into treatment for guys who've been going through this for years. It's not a one-time thing for a lot of people.
You too, and I want our audience to hear this. You started something related to water. Tell us what it is.
It's Live to Give. We're the Tom Shoes of water. Every bottle of water you buy from us, we're giving half the profits to veteran and first responder charities.
That's great.
Isn't that great? You hear that? You how do they find the water? Is it in the stores? Or how do you find it?
We're going to be on Amazon. Get ready.
Say what it is again, the name?
Live to Give.
Live to Give. All right, and you've started something.
So we started the Coast to Coast Foundation in 2014. We do a 4,300-mile motorcycle ride in 2 weeks, and we're the only ones that they allow on Arlington National Cemetery. We built the route from left to right around families of guys who were killed or guys that were killed. It was a mentally regenerating thing. It was a spiritual event. It was a sense of rebellion. It was kind of all the different sides of that, and Dallas is the kind of the halfway point of that. We started generating money, and we've been paying for guys to go through medical treatment for about 4 years now. Still kind of in its infancy.
But the last time you raised a pretty good sum, didn't you?
The first 4 years was funded out of pocket. We were going to do it whether there was two guys and $2 or $2 million. Last year, in 2 weeks, we generated $125,000. And as of beginning of this year, we had $7 of that left.
And so you're giving it all to help.
Yeah,
to help the veterans and their families.
Yes, sir. It's on purpose. And that's to kids' scholarships. That's to medical regeneration treatment. If you look at the suicide rates in the first responder and military realms right now, it's in the hundreds of percentage of increase. That 2,200 a day is not the actual number. It's a lot more than that. And so that's our goal and mission now, besides our day jobs and family lives.
Well, you're sitting here with a smile on your face and with a leg that's not yours. It's just one that's kind of been plugged up there.
It's got Bluetooth.
XM radio.
That's great. Are you seeing the effect of love toward these who are struggling so much and feel like maybe they've been overlooked and they need somebody to care about them now and walk them through? Are you beginning to see anything positive take effect?
And here's the deal. We don't know how to deal with death, and that's why I keep going back to, because that's not what we've ever been taught. I'm not saying the military needs to know that. America's not awesome because of the Grand Canyon. America's awesome because of Americans.
Yeah.
It's not because of Republicans, not because of Democrats. You know, I've been in the Oval Office with Obama. I've been on stage with Trump. And, whenever I go and do a speech, I tell everybody, I'm not Red Ryder, but I am an American. You know, I'm half Mexican.
You give your leg for the Grand Canyon.
Yes, sir.
You gave your leg for the people that appreciate the fact we've got a beautiful place.
For this experiment of Americans.
We love people. Greater love has no man than this. Your friend that you watched die, basically, because you could see him not get there. But you watched him doing his best to save a guy that had been shot all to pieces, and he dies right there trying to help. Well, that's what all of you were doing. You were doing it for all the people sitting here and all the people watching us. We were laying down our life. And in many instances, you not only lay lives down for the families here, but you're actually dying for the enemies because you end up doing good for them and trying to help them. That's what's happened all over the Middle East. Our military has done more trying to help children, doing things that's totally outside what they were trained to do because they just have love. And I just thank God for you.
Well, speaking of love, there's something that I'd like to do to love on Johnny. He's a guy that I look up to very much, and I got a couple friends that are going to come out, Weston and Jody Clark, and they're going to tell them about their experience, and we're about to have some fun.
Okay. Am I blushing? Am I messing up my pre-stage makeup?
All right. Tell us what you do. They have a reality show, and they do a lot of things, but they're doing things for veterans. What are you going to do, and what are you doing?
Surprise.
Christmas in Omaha. Well, I ain't in July anymore, so.
As you may know, we traveled this nation looking in search of America's heroes. And we believe that heroes are to be celebrated. It's men like you that we want to celebrate. We have a mutual dear friend, John Wayne Walding, who has nominated you as his hero.
Well, thank you. he kind of messed that up a little bit. They're much better men than me, but thank you.
And he has, nominating you as his hero for you guys being in combat together, the firefights that you went through together. We heard back when we were having dinner that when you were flying in on the helicopter to come and actually in the battle that you lost your leg in, that you got turned around knowing or unknown that your buddy is either wounded or deceased.
We flew in knowing what was going on. That we were not in any surprise. We knew exactly what was happening and what we were about to assume.
And you got turned around. And we also know that in 2008 in Afghanistan that you were awarded the Bronze Star.
Yes, sir.
Well, what we're doing here today is we want to celebrate you. We want to honor you. We want to thank you. I was praying before this event. A lot of times we don't get a chance to talk intimately like this when we surprise heroes on stage with different country stars and celebrities. But I really felt that the Lord just put on my spirit that he says, I see you. I see what you've done. You protected the country that I have ordained. That's a big thing. Okay, because this nation...
You don't think of it like that, you know?
The country that he has ordained, this nation, for our children and our children's children, it is because of men like you and because of men like you that have went out there, that have fought for our freedom. Right now, as we're talking, there are sons and daughters of America in harm's way, and we need never forget that. We need never forget that.
Thank you. You know, today's the anniversary of the largest special operations loss in history.
Wow.
So, I mean, it happened in 2011, but we had some friends on there. So we live on purpose now.
Mm-hmm. Well, on purpose, we want to do this. So we're going to take you on a trip. Good. Okay. We're going to take you on an extreme fishing trip with John Wayne and myself, and on behalf of some of our sponsors, they're going to fully outfit you from head to toe in all the latest fishing equipment and gear. We're going to take you. It's going to be all expenses paid. But then Jody has something a little special as well.
Thank you.
So we know that back at home there's an unsung, often unseen hero, being your wife.
Yeah, she's rock solid.
Right.
Rock solid,
so,
to put up with me.
I want to celebrate her as well. And from Weston and I, we will be taking her on a $1,000 shopping spree at the Buckle. And to let her know our appreciation for her and what she does and the strength that she carries. While you've
Thank
been...
You. I appreciate that.
Of course.
That'll go a long way. You know this. But it's my wife, you know, with everything that I've done in an adult career, we have two special needs children. She's lost in the mix a lot.
Yes.
So that's a very
impactful
thing.
Absolutely.
And we felt very strong because that was on God's heart, knowing that you had the two special needs children. She doesn't get that time away. Mm-hmm. That is Jody's heart, to be able to go and give her time, give that break. But also, as those wives that are, you know, that are stateside here, as you guys are deployed, they don't get the recognition. They don't get the honor as they should, you know, and we want to do that in honor of, but we also want to do this trip in honor of your brother, Ryan, okay?
Thank you.
We want to do this in honor of the fallen, because we shall never forget in this nation. The reason why we're able to do what we do is because of men like you and those that have given their life. So God bless you.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me, if I can just transition to you, please pray for these two men and the vision God's given them. It's not small, it's big because it's his heart. And the websites will be there. The websites will be on Life Today to find out what they're doing. But just to really be praying for them. And then I want you all to know that we're all going to kind of turn and look in at something that means a whole lot to a lot of little children. We're going to give them some shoes, and we're going to give some little children with cleft palate surgery to give them a beautiful smile. Special needs children referred to, they're fighting autism. that is a challenge, but they can be just beautiful witnesses and beautiful pictures of God's love, and I want you to really pray for them. Would you look in right now, Peter Pretorius, his son, Isaac Pretorius. Peter went to be with the Lord a year ago, but he poured 40 years of his life into these children, and we spent over 30 years of it with him, and we continue. I want you to look and see if you don't want to join putting God's arms around these precious children and give them something special for Christmas. Watch closely.
Can you believe we're already in the last half of the year? With a worldwide opportunity to share God's love through mission outreach, our teams have been hard at work offering hope and healing to those in need. Whether it's providing a hungry child with a daily bowl of food or drilling a clean water well for a thirsty village, we simply could not go into all the world if it weren't for the compassion of Life Today viewers. Well, today presents an extra special opportunity for ministry. And it's just in time for a special holiday.
We all celebrate different holidays around the world, but a holiday that's pretty common to most of us is Christmas. And that's what it feels like here today. It feels like Christmas for us because we're getting to do one of the most incredible things, and that is to bless these children with a pair of shoes. I want to ask you to join me right now as we give thanks for the fact that we can put these shoes onto his feet, that we can change his life. And you say, wow, that sounds a little dramatic. Change his life with a pair of shoes? It's life-changing because what we're doing here is protecting this little child's feet from damage and disease that can even cost him his life. And so I want to ask you from the bottom of my heart, please help us to be able to continue allowing children like this to walk away with smiles on their faces with a new pair of shoes.
This coming Christmas, please help us give a gift that children will treasure and that will protect their precious lives. Help us give the gift of Christmas shoes.
Don't y'all like to see that? Is that beautiful? Honey, what does that do when you're watching that?
Wow, it just means so much to me. I see those little children and I think it's so much more than offering them a pair of shoes to put on their feet. Most of them never had a pair of shoes, but it means so much more because it's going to protect them from the diseases of all the different trash and everything on the ground that they walk through because they can't avoid it. There's so much of it. But just to see the smiles on their faces, we do a lot of wonderful things, giving water, feeding hungry children, helping those that need medical needs and all kinds of things to help them. But this brings such great joy to my heart, and it must yours too, because there's nothing like the smile of a child.
Well, I want to thank you because, you know, Betty, when we show the needs, our viewers don't look away. You don't immediately change channels. You kind of channel in. And I feel like you see the heart of God. And I just wish I could embrace you and give you a hug for all the little children and all the people you've embraced with the loving arms of God. That's what we're doing. Betty, you referenced the medical things that we do in this particular time of the year. We talk about shoes and smiles at Christmas. We do cleft palate surgery and little facial surgery where children have never been able, some of them to even eat right or to even speak right, and we give them a smile. And those surgeries, because of the doctors working with us, are $500 each. And we're asking people to consider giving. Would you consider giving a couple of smiles for Christmas? And those $1,000 gifts will do that, or a $500 gift. We want you to know what it does. But the shoes, now think about this. $36 will give 10 children a pair of shoes. $180 will give 50 kids a pair of shoes. Now, if you watch me very often, I will never help you think small. I'm always, I think we can think small pretty well on our own. I'm always going to try to get you to think maybe beyond anything you ever did. $180 for 50 kids? Boy, that's going to mean so much. And the missionaries know exactly where the need is. Would you help us? Could you do that? Or could you give the $36? There's no gift too small. What's it going to mean to those children to get those 10 kids? It'll mean a whole lot. Please, can you help? Will you do it? And I always get a smile when I pick these up, these little Christmas shoes. Here's one for this year, and we're giving one for any gift. You hang them on the tree, our tree's covered with shoes. Here's a gift of three of the shoes, and you make the gift of $100 or more. I'm asking for the, you know, the $180 for 50 kids' shoes. We're sending this to say thanks, and also the beautiful bronze, the arms of the shepherd. You do what God leads you to do. You're going to put a smile on a child's face and gratitude in their heart, and we're going to tell them about the Christ of Christmas. We need to raise the funds now, way ahead of time, so that we can deliver all those shoes and those smiles during that Christmas season. Thank you. Go to the phone, use your bank card like a check, or you can go online. Father, I pray everyone who can help will do so with joy in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for doing it. Please do it now.
Poverty is a killer, and because of it, children needlessly suffer, not only from a lack of food and clean water, but also from a lack of things we often take for granted, like a simple pair of shoes. Far too many children living in extreme poverty have never owned a new pair of shoes. And while that may seem minor in light of all their needs, walking with bare feet puts them at risk of life-threatening infections and disease that could lead to crippling consequences and even death. By responding today, you can help immediately secure and begin shipping Christmas shoes to 150,000 children around the world, just in time for the holidays. Your gift of $36 will help provide 10 pairs of shoes, a gift of $72 will provide 20 pair, and a gift of $180 will help provide 50 pairs of Christmas shoes for children in need. As a thank you for your gift of support, be sure to request this beautifully crafted green crystal shoe ornament, a treasure to display at each Christmas. With your gift of $100 or more, you may also request this keepsake boxed set of Life's Christmas shoe ornaments. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help provide over 275 pairs of shoes or two children with corrective cleft palate surgeries, and you may request the beautiful Safe in the Shepherd's Arms bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You know, as you watch the beautiful pictures of love, Betty and I just sitting here, and you know, our hearts are touched because when you see people loving people the way God loves them, it just moves me. And when you see the little children that didn't know anybody ever really cared, and then people get involved, it's a beautiful sight, isn't it? So we're just thanking God for you. And we're thanking God for these incredible guests. Would you join us thanking God for our guests and for all the love that's been shared? It's great. God bless you. Thanks for watching.
Somebody that's never failed is somebody that has never grown.
Sheila Walsh talks with Paul DeYoung about embracing your failures and experiencing failure freedom. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.